This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And this is Ola Bell.
Oh, before this time in the year, I may be gone in some lonesome graveyard. Oh, Lord, how long?
I sure know. The six members of Ola Bell capture the sound and feeling of the American gospel music that came not just out of the churches, like this song, but from the front porches, cotton fields, honky-tonks, and juke joints of the American South.
Oh, Lord, how long?
God tells Gabriel,
how long?
Behind the altar,
how long?
Pick up your trumpet,
how long?
And begin to blow it,
how long?
I want you to blow it.
Given that sound, the Lower East Side of Manhattan seemed an unlikely place for us to meet three members of the group. This is the corner of East 9th Street and Avenue C. The neighborhood is a rich cultural stew of bodegas, Asian fish markets, and edgy art galleries. Buses roll by almost constantly. Fiona McBain, Glenn Pacha, and Jimmy Zhivago met in the bar on this corner, a kind of come-as-you-are joint called the 9C. It's closed now, but in the weeks after 9/11, the 9C hosted an open mic for artists willing to sing gospel music. It was called Sunday School for Sinners, and Jimmy says the name was appropriate.
Naked women on the walls and Betty Page and just this biker vibe. And it was just dark and dingy and smelly, and it was great.
Glenn?
Well, the whole place was red, you know, just everything about it was red, you know, like these pinups, posters, the light in there was red, and it was generally like, it felt socially and physically very warm and close. You know, there's people up right in front of the stage, and it just felt like a roadhouse stuck in the middle of New York City, you know?
Close your eyes for me and describe one of the nights here, a really hot Sunday night here.
When Amy Helms sang, I Shall Be Released, and I looked up and there were people crying. And I went, I'm done. That's it. This, you know. You can't top that. You can't.
Did the audience respond, you think, in part to the musicianship, of course, and to the rapport they saw between all of you, but was there something in the music that got the crowd also,
yeah,
especially after 9/11?
I think so. That was a huge part of it. I think the beautiful thing about this band that I hope never, ever dies is that this music makes us feel so good to play, and apparently it makes people feel really good when they listen to it, and it serves us as much as it serves other people, and that creates this cycle of joy and just a real freedom. You know, it's a weightlessness that happens when we play this music, you know.
Good vibes aside, Ola Bell is on its way. They're touring with big-name acts, they've got a debut CD, and they've taken up a residence of sorts at a nearby club called The Living Room.
I think this is a day that none of us ever thought would actually arrive, so this is very exciting.
Most songs on their CD were recorded here, and it's where they had their recent album release concert. Facing a standing-room-only crowd of longtime fans and music industry types, the group holds on to their raw, gritty sound.
Will you wash them all away? Let me drift on the tide. At the end of the day, hear me over to the other side. Hear me over to the other side. Yeah. face of hunger.
I have heard the voice of pain.
I have felt the touch of the devil.
I had jealousy in my veins.
Upstairs at the club, we sat down to talk with the entire band, McBain, Zhivago, and Pacha, who we met earlier on the street, along with drummer Tony Leone, bassist Byron Isaacs, and singer Amy Helm. Helm's father, Levon Helm, played drums in the legendary group, The Band. Though they sing music with strong religious roots, Olabel doesn't see its CD quite fitting in the Christian or gospel section at the record store.
I think there's multiple meanings and categories of this music. That's the difficult part. It comes from that place where blues and gospel and a lot of other American musics meet. But this is American music that's really rooted in the most beautiful things about this country. You know, the beautiful, strong things that came from this country that are loving and peaceful and gave people a heck of a lot of relief.
Jimmy, I'm feeling you moving in another direction there. Where would you like to see the music? Well,
no, I think it's kind of dangerous to categorize what this band is about, because I think we're discovering it as we go along. And to say that we're this kind of band or that kind of band, it would kind of limit us. Yet I can communicate on the certain levels with, you know, musically with these five other people. That just came about because of some weird circumstances. We were all in New York. We all were here after the devastation downtown on 9/11. And, you know, that I know that changed my life. Seeing an airplane become a bullet made me think differently about... I don't think I'd ever be in a room playing a song that had the word Jesus in it until... it became a soothing thing to me rather than this religious equation.
Byron Isaacs is comfortable with the gospel label, though he's used to playing bass guitar in garage rock bands.
For me, it's a completely different ball of wax, because in rock and roll you can or pop music you can be snide, you can play a character. But when you sing gospel, you have to mean it. And everyone else can hear it and feel it. There's no fake in it.
The group started off singing well-worn gospel standards, but over time began looking for more obscure titles, like the folk hymn All Is Well, guitarist Fiona McBain.
The song basically says, I'm not scared, and everything's fine, and you should be happy for me, because I'm going to a better place. And, that, like, was really struck me very deeply, and yeah, immediately I wanted to be singing that as, yeah.
Would you mind sort of picking up a few bars of that so we can sort of see how you find each other's voices?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. Are we in the right?
Yeah, G.
Mm-hmm. What's this that steals upon my frame? Is it death? Is it death that soon will quench this vital flame? Is it death? Is it death? Is this his death? I soon shall be from every pain and sorrow free. I shall the King of glory see. All is well. All is well.
Glenn, what are you thinking about when you sing that?
To be honest, today I'm thinking about my father, because this time he died on March 11th, and this song actually really helped me deal with my father's passing. It gave me so much strength and solace and just simple comfort by singing that song, you know. And it came into my life at a time where I needed the strength of my friends and these people I love, and this music gave it to me at that time.
It was a gift to you, then.
Definitely.
Do you feel in some way that you're in turn then giving that gift to the audience and those who listen, that you're keeping music alive?
Yes, that. I do believe we're keeping songs alive, but one thing I feel like the greatest gift is to be able to play music for people that relieves their burden for a few minutes. To me, that's a dream, and I think that's something we all share in common, is to play music that... I'll never forget Jay McShann. I asked him years ago, like, give me one piece of advice. And he said, well, just never forget that people don't remember what they heard, they remember what they felt. And I think if we can make people feel better for a few minutes, we're doing something really good in the world.
Wake up my deacon, lay down their weeping. Wake up my memory, lay down their trembling. Wake up their children, lay down their sleeping. For this time another year, I may be gone. In some lonesome graveyard now, I may be gone. In some lonesome graveyard now, I may be gone. In some lonesome graveyard, for the Lord.
The group is Olabel. They are Fiona McBain, Amy Helm, Tony Leone, Glenn Pacha, Byron Isaacs, and Jimmy Zhivago. Hear more of them at our website, npr.org. And for those who might be wondering, the group takes its name from Olabel Reed, the legendary folk musician from North Carolina. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.